Shame we haven't got any backs in the chair. I'm really taking my jacket off.
Back, yeah, I know. I was just thinking the same thing, actually. Is, what's this on there? Is that... Well, that's a picture.
Yeah.
And that?
Oh, it's Till, something.
Oh, it's a Till. Oh, right.
And you mean... I don't think they're in use.
Oh, right, if I could just tap into it and put big discount on...
I don't think they're in use.
Table whatever we are has a discount 14. Of 100%.
Yes. Well, as I've already paid, that would be...
That would be unfortunate, it's true, yes. So, for the audio booth's sake, I don't know, I've still got my earphone in. Mark and I are sitting at a table... sort of overlooking the Thames. Well, it is overlooking the Thames, but it's through
a window.
Open windows at that, aren't they?
Yes.
Is the one next to you open?
Yeah, they're both open.
They're both open. We're in a pub called The Yacht, I think.
Yes.
Which is in Greenwich, just the other side of the Maritime College. We were hoping to be in the Trafalgar Tavern. Which may have been possibly slightly better in terms of beer choice and Thameside terracing.
Well, they've actually got some Thameside terracing there.
Well, what was the choice of beer here?
I was looking for cold and pilsner.
Yeah.
So they've got a few on. They've got a few way over there. Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much standard.
Pride. And
I think so. There might be Spitfire.
Oh, right, okay.
IPA, but I can't see now. It's a Tommy Walker pub. Taylor Walker.
I've just realised actually, what chain that is. I've remembered another pub that's in that chain.
No.
I think isn't the Barley Mow on Horseferry Road? Isn't that one?
The one that you don't like.
Yeah.
is that Taylor Walker? They certainly don't serve venison and booze.
No, they don't. That's true.
It might be, but I can't. If so, they got a very curtailed menu compared to this.
Well, maybe I'll tell if I have a proper beer next. I'll know whether it's the same chain.
Yes.
Based on the quality.
I won't
say either way for the audiobook's sake, so as not to be
I think I've already given the game away here.
Have you? Oh, right.
Well, I did say the one that you don't like, so I'm presuming they're not going to think, oh, wow, they're going to be really good quality.
Yeah, Robert loves the beer there, yeah. It's true.
Yeah, beer's fine, company rubbish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I've only ever been with you.
Mm-hmm. That's not true, you've never been with
me. No, I've never been with you, actually, it's true.
This is the only place of any quality at all at the Shoreditch Football Ground.
Oh, that's why you've been there?
Yeah.
Only place of quality.
Yeah, but can I just remind you what... The other one is the Abbey. Have you ever been to the Abbey?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's not great.
No. No.
And there's another one on Sutton Grand, which is, oh god, that looks like a dive. a genuine dive. And
not the Old Monk.
Might well be, yeah.
Down, you go downstairs, it's at the sort of top end of Sutton Grand.
Oh no, not that one. It's one on, actually on that level.
Oh right, okay.
It's got a huge skyscraper banner outside it, it looks great then. Well, I say dive. It won't be that bad. It just won't be good.
Yeah. Okay. I think I understand.
Yeah. I'm not talking like Evan and Castle S. But
yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Do you know any pubs in Evan and Castle?
Only by reputation.
Oh right. Okay. Fair enough.
When they were talking about tip cups coming around with 50p per show on them,
50p per
show.
Oh right.
You can make up your own mind.
Yeah,
the show.
Yeah. Okay. That's appalling.
Yeah. even worse, I was with somebody one night, it was not active probably,
yeah.
But who was saying that one of his mates had once got drunk and refused to pay.
Yes, I imagine it's not the place to do that.
It's not, no, I think he got told to leave. Actually, I think what eventually happened is the guy I was with paid him £1.
Oh, right.
Because the bad people were kind of closing in.
Lovely.
Ah, lovely.
Sounds like just the place I'd love.
Yeah, me also.
I'm quite tired. This is partly for the audio booth's sake. This is why the banter is not quite as good as usual.
Well, I am literally knackered and thinking, I've got to go home and do some work.
That's why you didn't want to go to the other side of London.
Well, partly it was just that I got a piece of work due in 2:00 tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
That I haven't written yet.
Ah.
Well, because we've had amendments, and I think committee takes. And I think that takes precedence.
Quite possibly.
So I think that takes precedence.
I would have thought it probably does too. Mm. Well, I'm in sort of. My part of me wants to wind down because I've got Thursday and Friday off to go to the Yorkshire show.
Yeah.
But then the other part of me actually still has quite a lot to do.
Oh yeah, I'm sure I won't have to do any work for that.
I'm working from home tomorrow, but I have got plenty to do. Stuff that's been on hold for about a week and a half, pending certain other more important things.
Yeah. Well, likewise, you know. One of my co-workers was saying, yes, we should be doing this as in this tomorrow. I'm thinking, not going to be doing any of that.
Well, I think maybe I won't continue this audio because it's so boring.
Yeah. Yes,
I'll take a picture of Mark silhouetted against the sun or something.
Yes.
And basically, yeah, hope you enjoyed listening to us witter on about nothing.
Yeah.
That must be the sound. Is that one of the Thames Clippers going past?
That is a Thames Clipper, indeed.
Going past very quickly.
Yeah, well, they do, don't they?
They do tend to, yeah.
Unless Tower Bridge does it after anything.
Tower Bridge opening up?
Well, then they go down to the gorge.
Oh, I see. Oh, of course, because you did that with Simon, didn't you?
Yeah.
You can hear the water outside.
It's like it's my summer holiday already.
Wow, that's not too long till summer holidays.
And then my summer holiday won't actually be at the sea, but...
Bordeaux's on a river.
Yeah, we've got the Gironde. So,
yeah. Oh, you remembered the name, I'm impressed.
It's had a reason for
that. I still need to sort out the hotel. I keep looking, but I haven't sorted one out yet. And a wine tour of some description.
Yes.
I've seen some that are sort of wine tasting things followed by going to a vineyard, but I would prefer to have one that is more sort of out and about and takes you to a couple of vineyards and you get a sort of lie of the land a bit.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And also, if you go on a wine tasting in one vineyard, you get a hard sale on that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I don't intend to go home with crates of wine.
Not really.
On the
Certainly
train.
Not on vineyard tour.
Yeah.
And this is our most recent vintage.
Yes.
Very good year, very good year. That's why we got crates of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Alright. Well, if anybody on Audioboo has any ideas for Bordeaux, where to stay, what to drink, well, obviously not what to drink, but where to drink it.
Yeah, where to tour? We go and drink beer, don't we?
Yeah, we go and drink beer. Yeah, absolutely. well known for its beer, Bordeaux. Yeah.
Claret beer.
Yeah. And on that tasting note, bye from me. And no, I can't hear voiceover. Could you say, come on, voiceover, speak to me? I can't hear a thing. Hang on, I'm going to have to plug my earphones in to stop this. Which slightly ruins the ending, but there we go. Because it was such a good ending anyway.
It was. One of my best ones.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Going now.